三章。
We read verse 15.
我们从十五节读起。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 15.
可以读前书三章的十五节。
If anyone's work is burnt, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire.
说人的工程若被烧了，他要受亏损，自己却要得救，虽然得救是像从火里经过的一样。
It seems that if a person's work is burned,
那么这个人的工程呢被火烧了。
As long as he can pass through fire, he still can be saved.
但是呢，只要他还是能够像火经过一样，那这样子他就能得救了。
Now I think before we answer, explain this verse.
在我们还没有回答这个问题之前，我们先来解释这一段圣经。
First, we must know that there are two components to this verse.
首先呢，刚读的这段圣经有两个段落。
First is the work itself.
一个就是他的工程的问题。
Second is the person who has done the work.
那么第二个就是那个做了这个工程的这个人。
We read verse 14.
我们读第十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节。
If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward.
十四节说，人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就得奖赏。
Meaning that if a person works survives the fire, then he shall receive a reward.
所以呢，他这个工程呢，经过火的这个考验还能够存得住呢，那么他就得奖赏。
If I paraphrase it, saying if anyone's work which he has built on it does not endure, he will be punished.
所以呢，我就是用另外一个方式来读的话呢，就说若是这个工程没有办法经得起火的考验那他就会受这个惩罚了。
Even if you look at the Bible, like the parable of Jesus.
比方说你看圣经里头主耶稣所说的比喻。
Those who have been given work.
那些给工作的。
If they do not do it.
若是他们不做的话。
Or if they do not do it faithfully.
或者是不这个忠实的去做。
They shall receive what? Punishment from the Lord.
那当然他们不能得奖赏，他们得到是惩罚才对。
So with this understanding, we look at verse 15 again.
所以用这个了解呢，我们再重读第十五节。
If anyone works is burned, he will suffer loss.
说人的工程被烧了，他要受亏损。
So if he himself will, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire.
那么自己要得救这个得救像经过火一样。
Meaning that the person can only be saved if his works pass through fire.
但意思就是说呢，只有就是说
He can only be saved if his works pass through fire.
就是说他的工程能够经过火的考验，那么这种人才能得救。
I think it makes more sense. Yeah.
那么这样子的了解呢，理解呢比较合理。
Otherwise, I think verse 15 creates some sort of confusion.
要不然的话呢，造成我们很多的困扰。
Otherwise, I can simply just do my work. I can simply just do my work, and as long as I pass through the fire, I'm saved.
要不然的话，我就是做我的工作，那我经过这个火我还是能够得救啊。
You understand what I'm saying?
所以大家是不是了解这意思
？Work and the person who does the work.
就是工作本身，还有那个工作的这个人。
So if the work passed through fire.
所以这工作呢，若是经过火。
He will receive a reward.
他能够得到奖赏。
Meaning, conversely, if his work does not pass through fire.
那么相反的来说，若是他的工程不能够经过火的这个考验。
Cannot pass the test.
他不能够及格的考试。
He shall be punished.
那他就会受惩罚了。
Does it make sense?
那这样子讲起来是不是合理
？OK。跟你无关了，这个他后来离开跟你无关。不是这样，应该跟你无关。
Okay, the question is that, for example, if we lead someone and then, but the person left eventually, so are we going to be punished? The answer is well.That's nothing to do with your own personal salvation.
As long as you have done your best, okay?
只要你这个尽力而为
you have brought this person to Christ.
那么你带这个人来归入基督
and you have done everything that you can to help this person grow in the Lord.
你尽力让这个人能够成长
and eventually he falls away.
但是呢，至终呢，他就跌倒了
the responsibility is not on you.
那么这个责任不在乎你
OK. We come to chapter 4.
好，来我们看第四章了。
Yesterday we talked about faithfulness.
昨天呢我们就提到就是说我们要忠心。
There are two points I raised yesterday.
昨天呢我提出两个重点。
The first is to apportion food accordingly.
就是按时分粮。
The second is when if we truly faithful in our work, we shall enter into the joy of God.
若是我们真的在工作上真诚。真诚去做的话呢，我们可以跟主同享喜乐。
When we read from verse 3 onwards to verse 5,
那么从第五章的第三节章读起
here we can see the attitude of Paul.
这边有提到这个保罗他的工作的态度。
He was not too concerned over how people would judge him.
他呢对别人对他的这个判断呢，他不太放在心上。
Because he was quite certain that he knew what he was doing or what he has been doing.
因为他确实知道他过去所做的，还有他现在所做的。
But he is not showing some sort of overconfidence in himself.
但是呢，不是说他表示对自己的自我的信心太大。
Why?
为什么？
We read verse 5.
我们看第五节。
Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsel of the heart. And then each one's praise will come from God.
所以时候未到，什么都不要判论断，只等主来，他要照出暗中的隐情，显明人心的意念。那是个人要从神来得到帮助。
Deep in his heart, he knew that God was the final judge.
他知道这保罗的心里头深处，他知道神是至终的审判者。
Though he was very confident with himself, he knew that God has the final say.
虽然说他对自己也很有自信但是他知道神是至终的审判者。
Again, I find that this is quite a good mentality to follow.
那么我觉得呢，这种心态呢是一个非常好的模式，让我们来效仿。
So that we will not become puffed up.
所以我们不会自己骄傲起来。
In serving God. Yeah.
在服侍神的事上。
Even though at times we know that we have done no wrong.
虽然说我们知道那个时候没有做错。
We should leave rooms for God to do something about it.
但是呢，我们要让神有足够的空间来做要他做的事。
Now we turn to we read from verse 6 to verse 13.
那么从六节读到十三节。
I think here Paul states his intention why he used himself and Apollos as examples for the church.
在这里的保罗，他那个自己呢，跟这亚波罗来比较来给教会做一个样式。
So that the church may learn in them not to think beyond what is written.
所以呢，这个保罗呢，就说这个教会不会看重保罗过于首当看的。
So that none of them may be puffed up on behalf of one against the other.
那么不会说是保罗或是亚波罗其中有一个会自我骄傲。那么彼此呢会互相的抵挡。
So we find that Paul really cared for the church.
所以我们知道说保罗他的确关心教会。
He suffered much for the church.
他为教会受很多的苦。
Though he was despised at times.
虽然说一时候他也是被这个藐视。
He did not fail to continue to look after the church.
他没有说就不继续的来照顾教会了。
We find that he had this great resolve to serve the Lord.
所以他有很大的决心来服侍主。
We can see from verse 11 to verse 10 to verse 13.
我们从第十节读到十三节就知道。
Sometimes they were persecuted.
有时候呢，他们会这个说这个逼迫。
Here it says they endure it.
但是呢，他就忍耐。
They were defamed at times.
有时候被人毁谤。
They entreated.
那么他就善歉。
So this is the attitude of Paul in his ministry work.
就是保罗他传福音的执事的时候呢，就是他的这个心态。
We must not think that serving God is something very smooth. It's always a plain sailing.
我们不要想说服侍神呢都是能够一帆风顺。
So we must learn to expect opposition and criticism from others.
所以呢，我们也要期待有时候呢会受人的这个这个批判这个反对。
Sometimes I feel that without criticism, without difficulties, we may not grow in our ministry work for God.
有时候我觉得若是没有别人的这个批判反对的话呢，那么我在这个服事的工作上就不能成长。
Be it out of good intention or evil intention.
比方说有这个好的动机或者不好的动机。
We should expect it to come.
我们要想这些都会来。
So through this, we can truly grow and learn from our work.And from the Lord and from the church.
所以呢，从我们的工作从这个神还有从教会，我们都会学习成长。
Now we move to chapter 5. Yeah.
那我们读这个第五章的事。
I have to go on slightly quicker.
那我要开快一点车。
Because I feel that there are some important chapters towards the end of the book that I want to touch on.
那因为我觉得有些比较重要的章节呢我希望能够提到。
Chapter 5 talks about dealing with sexual immorality in the church.
第五章呢就是提到这个教会里面有些淫乱的事情。
We find that here there was a case whereby the person married, slept with his father's wife.
就是有一个人跟他的这个继母呢这个发生关系。
This is incestuous sin.
那么这就是这个乱伦的事情。
And yet these people became puffed up.
但是呢，这个教会的人他们这个自我骄傲。
So they did not repent.
而且没有悔改。
So Paul has to do something about it.
所以保罗他必须要做一些事。
So to cast this person out.
就是把这个人呢除去教会之外。
Now if we read chapter 5 verse 13.
Yeah. 那我们读第五章十三节。
But those who are outside God's judges, therefore put away from yourself that wicked person.
就至于这个外人有神审判他们，你们当把那恶人从你们中间要赶出去。
We find that this person has become a yeast in the church.
我们发现这个人呢就成为这个教会的酵。
So Paul has to do something about it.
所以保罗呢必须要除酵。
Now,We know that sexual immorality is the, I said, is the most common sin committed.
今天呢，可以说呢，最普通普遍的这个罪就是这淫乱的罪了。
Is the most easily committed sin.
也是最容易犯的罪。
We need to keep ourselves pure in the Lord.
所以呢，我们必须要在主里头要保持圣洁。
Come to chapter 6.
我们看第六章了。
Chapter 6, right? Okay, here I want to explain the concept.
那首先呢，我要再解释一些观念的问题。
I think this is quite an important concept.
我觉得这是很重要一个观念。
In this chapter, Paul mentioned two things.
在这一章里面呢，保罗提了两个重点。
First is lawsuit.
一个就是有关于这个诉讼的事情。
The second is about sexual immorality.
第二点还是淫乱的事。
Prostitution.
比方说有这个妓女的事。
We read verse 12.
我们读第六章十二节。
I think the Chinese version is very different from the English.
那么中文的翻译跟这英文就差了很多，意思差很远了。
So I'm going to base my explanation on. My English version.
所以要根据我的这英文来解释这段圣经。
Verse 12 it says.
十二节。
All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any.
那我要照读了还是照读？
你先照读。
先照读哈。这十二节呢，就是说呢，凡事我都可行，但不都有益处；凡事我都可行，但无论哪一件，我总不受他的辖制。所以呢 Chinese 在英文的事不是说凡事都可行，而是说在法律的观点上你这样做是不违反法律的所以 all things are lawful 但是呢不是对我有帮助，对我有造就有帮助那么再讲一次这个在法律的观点上呢这些都是可行的，就是这样做呢不会违反这个律法的但是呢我不会受他这个这样事情的这个辖制不受他的控制。
Okay. Now I think Paul is stating a very important fact.
保罗在这边主持一个很重要的一个事实。
In the country, we know that there's a set of rules and law to govern the country.
因为一个国家呢，一定有一个法律制度来这个统治这个国家。
In the Church of God, we have God's rule to govern us.
但是在神的教会呢，也有神的这个他的这个规定来管理教会。
Here it says, all things are lawful for me.
所以在这里提到说是凡事都可行
but all things are not helpful
但是没有多有益处
再讲一次英文的
对那么英文句是说在法律的观点上都可以做而不违反法律但是对我没有什么造就没有什么帮助
I'm going to give you an example
那我要跟给大家一个例子
based on chapter 6
就根据第六章
there was some problem in the church at the time
当时候呢在哥林多教会有些问题
some brothers went to law against another brother
那么结果呢有些人就诉之以这个法律呢来告另外一个弟兄
we know that this is not against the law of a country
那么他这样做呢对国家社会所规定的这个法律啊没有犯法
because the law of the country has designed a way for people to sue one another.
因为国家法律里面也有诉讼案就是说有什么诉讼的话可以提出来再告。
If I'm a believer,
那么我是一个信主的人。
Obviously, I can sue someone.
那么
if I feel that he has offended me.
若是觉得对方他这个这个对不起我，我可以告他。
But we need to think about this carefully.
但是我们要好好的仔细来想一想。
Does it profit us?
那么这样做呢，对我有造就吗？有帮助吗
？Is it helpful to me?
对我是不是有帮助
？Is it profitable to the church?
那么我这样做呢，对教会是不是会有帮助
？That's why Paul is saying to the believers.
那么这就是保罗对当时信徒所说的话。
Yeah, you can sue your brother. You can bring him to court, no problem.
你可以把他带到法庭来告这个得罪你的弟兄。
But does it benefit you?
那这样子做对你有好处吗
？Does it benefit the church？
那么对教会是不是有好处
？So we look at the principle laid out by Paul。
所以呢，我们看见保罗他所写的这个主要的这个原则问题。
The truth of God precedes the law of the country。
就是说从神来的这个真理原则比这个国家所规定的法律的这个的力量更大。
We should adhere to the principle of God more than the law of a country.
我们要这个照着遵循就是说神他的规定比这个遵照这个国家的法律还要更重要才对。
I'm not saying that you can violate the law of a country.
我不是说你可以违背法律问题。
Like in this case.
比方说这个例子来讲。
You can choose to sue or not to sue.
你可以决定要告或者不告
because this is legal, no problem.
因为呢，这个是就是法律上这个合理的事情，你可以做，没问题。
But you must think about the benefit of the church.
但是你要考虑这个对教会是不是有造就
Does the law of God permit this?
那么神的律呢，是不是允许你这样做
Something that we need to think about.
那么这是我们要好的考虑
Now we look at the second part of verse 12.
那我们看这个第十二节的后半段。
All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any.
所以在法律上来讲每样事情还是都可以做的，不违背法律。但是呢，我不受他的辖制。
We know that here Paul is talking about sexual immorality.
这一段保罗他是讲到这个这淫乱的事。
We read verse 15.
我们再读第十五节。
We read verse 16. Sorry.
十六节。
Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh.
说岂不是以娼妓联合的，便是以他结成一体因为主说两人要合成为一体。
We know that prostitution is legal in many countries.
很多国家你去这个找娼妓这是法律上允许的事。
But as a Christian, we know that this is against the principle of God.
但是作为一个基督徒我们这样做是违背神的这个原则。
That's why Paul says,
所以保罗这样说。
Even though this is lawful,
虽然说这样做没有违背法律。
But he will not be brought under the power of this.
但是他不受他的辖制。
This is the mindset that Paul has, and this is how he taught the church.
那么这就是保罗他的心态，这也是他教导这个教会的原则。
I give you another example.
给大家另外一个例子。
Like in the Western world, not only in the U.S., in fact, in Europe, in the U.K., you know, you have freedom of speech.
那么在西方的国家，不管是美国了，或者是这英国等等呢，你都是有这个发言的这个权利。
As long as your words do not go against any, do not violate the law of the country, you are free to speak.
你的言论呢，这若是不违反这个国家法律的话呢，你可以照说。
Obviously, you can do whatever you want.
那么你可以做你想做的事。
But if you think about the church today,
但是你想想今天的教会
，you have been taught about freedom of speech.
我们有被教导呢，就是说可以言论的自由。
But in the church, what does the Bible teach us?
但是在教会，圣经是怎么教导？
The Bible teaches that we must learn to bridle our tongues.
圣经教导说我们要控制自己的舌头。
We see that these two ideas actually contradict one another.
那么这两个讲起来是互相冲突的。
It is legal to speak what you want.
你要讲你想讲的，这是合法的。
But you must think about the benefit of the church.
但是你要想想教会有没有造就。
So you can just stand up and raise your suggestion or opinion anytime you want.
所以随时你可以站起来，你举手，你要讲你的想法，你的提议都可以。
Because this is what the world has been teaching us.
因为这是这个社会这个世界教导我们的样子。
But we know that this is not acceptable in the church.
但是呢，在教会里头这不能被接受。
There is an order which has been set in the church by God.
因为在教会里头有神所定的这先后这个次序原则。
Therefore, we should not be brought under the power.
所以我们不要受这个辖制。
This is what Paul is trying to tell us.
那么这是保罗所要告诉教会的。
Just like, in this we call it free will. You can do what you want. Practically anything.
说这个是自由世界，所以你可以做你想做的事。
It's true, you do what you want.
当然你这是没错，你可以想做你想做的事。
But as Christian, we must not be brought under it.
但是我们是作为基督徒不要受这个想法的辖制。
We turn to the book of Ecclesiastes.
我们来看这个箴言。
传道书。
传道书，抱歉传道书。
We turn to chapter 11.
传道书的第十一章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Chapter 11, verse 9.
第十一章十九节，第九节。
Rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your hearts cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart, and in the sight of your eyes. But know that for all this, God will bring you into judgment.
说少年人你在幼年的时候当快乐。这个幼年的时候使你心欢畅，行你心所厌行的。看你眼所爱看的，且要知道，为这一件事，神必审问你。
It seems that the first part of the verse is permissible by probably the law of a country.
前面这一段讲起来呢，就是说你可以这样做因为这是法律规定，你可以做。
But the divine law of God does not permit that.
但是呢，神的这个法律呢的立法呢，不允许这样做。
So whatever we have done.
所以不管我们怎么做。
We shall be made accountable for. We have to account for what we have done.
就是说我们要对自己所做的事来负责任。
Because God will bring us into judgment.
因为神他要来审判一切。
So there are two levels here.
所以在这里有三层。
One is earthly, the other one is divine.
一个是这个地面的层次，一个是神的层次。
Today we live in this world.
今天我们活在这世上。
We have to obey the law of the country.
我们必须要遵守国家的法律。
But it does not mean that we can do what we want.
但不是说我们可以做我们想做的一些事。
We turn to chapter 10. First Corinthians, sorry.
哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23.
23节。
Here it talks about this idea again is similar.
23节呢也是同样提到这个有个这个观念问题。
All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but all things do not edify.
还是同样这意思，那凡事都可行，但不都有益处，凡事都可行的哈。
但是这个建造，
建造。
还是一样，就是说在法律上来讲啊，凡事啊这个都可以我去做，不违背这个法律啊，但不是有帮助。那么啊再说呢，就是还有凡事都可做，但是不见得会有得到，会造就。
Okay, now when we read chapter 10 and chapter 8,
所以我们读这第十章跟第八章。
Here it Paul raised an issue on food offered to idol and idolatry.
保罗就提到这个祭偶像的物啊，跟这个这个淫乱的事。
Idolatry.
跟拜偶像的事。
I think it is perfectly fine for people to worship idol. And it does not violate the law of God.
就是说在国家的规定呢，你要拜偶像没有违背法律。
But here it says, but according to verse 23,
但是根据二十三节呢，
it is not helpful,
没有帮助。
It's not helpful in terms of your spiritual life,
就是说对你的这个属灵生活没有造就。
It does not build up the church,
也不会造就教会。
We know that in the church at Corinth, there are some very, smart people, but not obedient to God.
就是在更多教会里头有很多这个高明才有才智的人呢，但是不服神的律。
These people are very knowledgeable.
那么这些人他是很有知识的。
They can use a different branch of knowledge to defend their actions.
那么他可以呢为自己的辩护就是用各种不同的这个理论。
They said, in this world, idol is nothing.
他们说在这世界这个偶像不算什么事。
In fact, it is true, idol is nothing.
当然偶像本身是没什么什么大事。
That's why they believe that they can go into a temple and eat food there.
所以他们想说他们可以进到庙里头，而且就在那边吃喝。
That is not against the law. You can do it. Do what you want.
因为他这样做没有违背这国家的法律，你可以做了，你照着去做。
Is it helpful?
但是这样子有帮助吗？
Does it help the church? Does it help the weak believers?
你这样做会不会造就教会？那么对那些软弱的信徒会有帮助吗？
Does it build up the church as a whole?
能够对整个教会有造就帮助吗？
That is why Paul was trying to tell them.
那么这就是保罗他要说的重点。
Obviously, when you read chapter 10,
大家在读这个第十章的时候，
idolatry is not permissible.
这个提到这个拜偶像不是神所允许的。
And to eat the food offered to idol is not permissible.
而且呢，要吃这个祭过偶像的物，也不是神所允许的。
We read chapter 10, yeah.
我们看第十章。
Verse 20 and 21.
二十节跟二十一节。
20 and 21.
二十节跟二十一节。
But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. And I do not want you to have fellowship with demons.Verse 21,
21.
You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and of the table of demons.
21节说呢，我乃是说外邦人所献的祭是祭鬼，不是祭神。我不愿意你们与鬼相交。你们不能喝主的杯，又喝鬼的杯；不能吃主的宴席，又吃鬼的宴席。
Here the reasoning of Paul is that. Food offered to idol goes beyond the physical dimension.
所以保罗的意思呢，就是说这个祭鬼的这祭物事实上呢是超过我们在物质所看的这范围之外。
The food actually is offered to demons.
事实上呢，这个祭物是祭给这个鬼了。
As Christian, we partake of the table of the Lord, meaning the communion of God.
那么我们做一个基督徒我们接受圣餐。
So we must not at the same time partake of food offered to demons.
我们不能同时呢再吃这个祭过鬼的物。
This is not acceptable.
因为这样做不是神能够允许的。
Again, we can learn a lot from this principle as laid down by Paul.
同样这个原则我们可以学到很多这个保罗他的教训。
We know that as in one of the churches that I have been to. Right. There are some Zimbabwean members.
我有曾经啊，有到一个教会啊，他是属于津巴维的。
Zimbabwe.
哦，津巴维的。啊。津巴维。哦，津巴维。
One of the African countries.
哦，在非洲啊，他们有是属于津巴维。
Zimbabwe is a country.
哦，津巴维是哦，津巴维是个啊，就是我到津巴维这个国家。
Oh, there are some Zimbabweans came to the UK.
那么从这个国家呢，有些人来到这个英国。
So they came to believe.
那么他们
信主吧。In the true Jesus Church.
啊，来到我们真耶稣教会。
Previously there were Sabbatarian.
啊，以前。
They believe.
Sabbatarian. 以前呢，他们就是守安息日的。
安息日会的。
安息日会的。
So they did not eat pork.
啊，所以他们不吃猪肉。
So even after they have belief in our church, after conversion,
所以他们信主归入我们真耶稣教会之后呢，
they are still very reluctant to eat pork.
他们还是很不愿意来吃这个猪肉。
So we cannot force them to eat.
那当然我们不能勉强他们要吃猪肉。
You know, sometimes when the church cooks,
所以有时候教会在煮饭呢，
they forget they cook.
他们忘了，所以
spare ribs 排骨的。
在里面也放一些猪肉。
So.The Zimbabwean members they could not eat.
那么那个非洲从津巴维来的，他们就不吃了。
Obviously, you can do what you want.
所以你要做你想做，你都可以做。
You can cook spare rib, no problem.
你可以这样子一起和在一起煮都可以。
But does it benefit the Zimbabwean members?
但是呢，对这个从津巴维来的的信徒是不是有帮助？
So in everything that we do within the church.
所以呢，在教会里面所做一切事。
We must think for others. Think for the good of the church.
要为别人着想为要教会的整体来着想。
We must not just think about ourselves.
我们不要只有想自己。
That's why Paul says we no longer live for ourselves.
So
now we live for Christ.
所以保罗说，我活着不再是为自己而活，乃是为基督而活。
Now we come back to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
再回到哥林多前书的第六章。
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章。
We read verse 19 and 20.
19节跟20节。
Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? Verse 20.
20节.
For you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
要不要读？
你要读。
要读。
要读一次。
所以说，岂不知你们的身体就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神来的，住在你们里面的。并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是用重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
So we cannot commit sexual immorality.
那么也是因为这样呢，我们要掩蔽淫行。
We cannot commit fornication.
我们也不能够婚前有苟合的行为。
Neither can we commit adultery.
更不能够有这个淫乱的事。
Nor homosexuality.
也没有这个同性恋的事。
We cannot commit all these sexual immoralities.
有关于这些这个淫乱的事都不能做。
Because it destroys our body.
因为这样子就是毁坏我们的身子。
We destroy the temple of God.
就是毁坏是个神的殿。
And God will destroy us.
那么这样子神就会毁坏我们。
I'm going to tell you a real story.
我要跟大家讲一个实在的事。
There was a brother who came from.Country to the UK.
有一个弟兄从他自己的国家到这个英国来。
So the wife is at home.
那么他的太太还在他原来的国家。
So he stay in the UK and he work in the UK.
他自己留在英国，在英国也工作。
But he was tempted, I think, by his, you know, his friends.
那么结果呢，他就给他一个朋友这个试探。
So he went to look for.A prostitute.
那结果他就去找这个妓女。
So he committed sexual immorality.
所以他就犯了这个淫乱的罪。
So he came to the church.
然后他又来教会。
So he came to the church. On that day he came to the church for a service.
那天他来教会参加聚会。
So during the prayer.
那么在祷告的时候。
So he was.Praying very hard.
那他也是很认真祷告。
And the minister was trying to lay hand on the believers.
那么传道人要这个为这个信徒按手。
And then the minister discovered that this brother, when he was praying, he showed some very weird behavior. Very weird behavior.
但是呢，传道人观察他在祷告的时候啊，他有一个很奇怪的这个动作。
It's like someone was stabbing him at the back.
啊，好像有人在用刀子在刺他的背后。
So it's quite scary, to be honest.
那个情况看起来是很吓人的。
So after the prayer.
啊，所以祷告结束之后。
So the ministers asked the members to leave the church first.
啊，那个传道人就要求其他的信徒啊离开教会之外。
There are two ministers there.
那么有两个传道人在那里。
So they started questioning him.
啊，他们就问这个弟兄了。
What happened to you?
你发生什么事
？Why do you pray like this?
为什么你祷告会这样子？
So actually he was demon possessed.
事实上他是患了邪了，患了魔鬼了。
So the minister asked him.
所以这个传道问他。
What have you done?
你做些什么事
？Have you eaten food offered to idols?
你是不是吃过祭偶像的物
？Or have you worshipped idols?
或者是祭偶像
？Or have you committed sexual immorality?
或者是犯了淫乱的罪
？So he confessed that he has committed sexual immorality.
所以他承认说他这个犯了淫乱的罪。
So it's not a joke. It's very serious.
所以这并不是开玩笑，这是很。严肃的事。
So he became demon possessed.
结果呢，他就是给魔鬼附身了。
So because the Bible says, if we destroy the temple of God, then God shall destroy us.
所以圣经讲说，我们都是毁了这个神的殿，那么神就会毁坏我们。
Now when we come to chapter 7,
那我们看第七章。
Chapter 7.
第七章。
We read verse 2.
我们读第二节。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own loved wife, and let each woman have her own husband.
所以要这个免淫乱的事，那男子各有自己的妻子，那么女子也各当有自己的丈夫。
After getting married, we also need to understand that there is what we call conjugal duties between husband and wife.
就是说这个夫妻结婚之后呢，他们有必须要对是双方必须要对对方负责的事。
In verse 3 here it says,
这个第三节这样说。
Let the husband render to his wife the affection due her, and likewise also the wife to her husband.
说这个丈夫用合以之婚来待妻子，那妻子待丈夫也要如此。
I think the Chinese is a bit more conservative. 合以。
中文的翻译呢，就是比较保守一点，是用合以。
He said, here the English version says, render to his wife the affection due her.
就是说呢，要给这个太太所需要的这个情爱啊，你就照这样子给她。
And then in verse 4 it says,
第四节这样说，
the wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does.
说妻子没有权柄主张自己的身体，乃在丈夫。
And likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does.
而且丈夫也没有权柄主张自己的身体，乃在妻子。
So after we have got married, we must live a normal life of a husband and wife.
所以这个夫妻结合之后呢，大家要过这个正常的这夫妻的生活方式。
In this modern world, sometimes you see that a husband may argue with his wife.
在这个当代的社会常常这个丈夫跟妻子会有争吵争执的事。
And after that, the wife will say, "Don't ever come into the bedroom again."
那么you mean the wife said that?
Yeah, the wife.
那么太太就跟先生讲说你不要想说跟我一起同床。
And then she'll throw the pillow up.
就把这个他的这个枕头丢出去。
This is not acceptable in the church.
那么在教会观点，这是不能接受的。
We cannot practice this. We cannot follow what the world does.
我们不能照这个社会所做的照着去做。
You know, some brothers I cannot understand. I don't really understand them.
有些弟兄我实在是没有办法了解他们。
They go on holiday vacation. Let's say to China, to Hong Kong, to Taiwan for a month.Without the wife,
就是他们
they leave the wife at home.
一个人到这个亚洲这个香港、台湾、大陆没有带妻子，那一个人去度假一个月。
What kind of holiday is that?
那么这样子到底是怎么度假方法呢？
Questionable.
这是非常的质疑的。
You give room to Satan to work.
因为你给魔鬼留地步。
Why not bring your spouses?
那为什么你不带你的这个配偶呢？
Holiday, family holiday.
这个度假应该是家人一起度假吧。
Bring your spouses alone.
所以跟你带你的这个配偶一起去。
Next time, if you don't bring your wife or your husband,
所以下一次你都是这个做丈夫带妻子的话呢？
如果不带，
如果不带
I'll question you.
那我要问你了。
Something wrong with you.
就是你有问题哦。
Okay, don't give ground to Satan to work.
所以不要给魔鬼有留这个犯罪的地步。
We read verse 5.
我们读
Verse 5,
第五节,
7, 5.
第五节,
Do not deprive one another except with consent for a time that you may give yourself to fasting and prayer and come together again so that Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of self-control.
所以夫妻不可彼此亏负除非两厢情愿暂时昏还为要专心祷告欢可以后则要同还同房则免得撒旦趁着你们情欲不自禁的时候。
Satan is very alert. He is always on the watch out to see whom he can devour.
魔鬼是随时警醒的他在看谁可以吞吃。
So if you go to China 1 month before your wife.
所以你自己到这个中国大陆去，没有带你的太太去。
1 month.
一个月。
Or 2 months.
或两个月。
Probably you will be devoured by Satan.
那么很有可能你就是给魔鬼留地步。
So we must be very careful.
所以我们要很小心。
Time's up.
时间到了。
是不是？Let's pray.
那我们大家一起跪下祷告。